They did a lot of stuff to make Jews not so Jewish.
Well, the catch is
what?
I heard that the catch is
and to make sure that the Jews from the Holocaust will not survive. They did a lot for that. A lot. The Jewish Agency. They did a lot for the. There was a lot of ways for the Jews to be saved from the Holocaust. Hashem wanted them to be murdered, I'm not saying. Still, they had this chut to cause them to be killed.
Wow.
Big yeah. Brain.
That's very interesting. Can you say something about that? Can you repeat that? You
yeah,
that?
Sure. I hope you put it online. I want everyone to hear. The Jewish Agency
right.
did a lot for Jews not to be saved, religious Jews not to be saved from the Holocaust.
And you think because Hashem wanted them anyway, it was...
Obviously Hashem wanted them to be gone because they're gone. Right. But they had the zchut, the great honor, the privilege to be the
one that carried out the Hashem's
yeah, exactly.
There's a saying from Chazal.
Interesting, I never thought of that. That's very interesting.
There's a saying from Chazal that people with merit get meritable things from God to do.
Right.
People with a debit, spiritual debit, get things that make them even deeper in debt spiritually
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering
and
what...
Are cats reincarnated prostitutes? Did you hear about that?
The female cats are reincarnated prostitutes or women who, you know, were too loose. And most of the males, with male Gilgulim cats, are usually people who are Balei Machloket.
Interesting.
That's why you have all these cat fights. They're just keeping up what they did in human life.
Huh. Oh, yeah. 3:30 this morning.
You put this on the website, yeah, about the cats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So yours are females or males?
I have two males and two females.
Oh, my gosh.
And how do you sleep in the bed?
Tough.
The Jewish Agency was talking about the pogroms in Iran. What was the name? What another name for Iran?
Persia.
The time of the Shah and the earlier Shahs. There were pogroms there about the time that the state was put up, were actually triggered in collusion with the Jewish Agency to make the Persian Jews be afraid to stay there so they would make Aliyah.
This is just as before Yom HaAtzma'ut, we have to show all the good things that the state did before it was created, and that was great. So everyone will be excited about Yom HaTzmaut and about the fact it's going to rain and there'll be no barbecues out in the field. No, it'll be rainy and windy, Zat Hashem, more and more. Maybe also some snow.
And what the Jewish Agency did in...
We're not Zionists.
We're real Zionists. What do you mean? We're real Zionists.
We're real Zionists.
We believe in Hashem. What do you mean?
What the Jewish Agency did to the Yemenites.
And the Persian kids, the Polish kids went through Persia and the Iraqi kids...
But everyone who went to South America,
no, but in Yemen, they did everything he could to try to kill off the rabbis before they got here.
They killed him literally, also.
Yeah, literally had them executed by the British and Arab governments there, and made their lives hell. They put them in refugee camps for a long time before letting them come here. And took things from them and did whatever.
Stole Sifrei Torah and stole their children also.
And literally when they got here, they stole even more.
Okay, Kitzur. We're happy that we're not part of them.
A neighbor, a family that I know that we helped with a few things in Beital. The mother family tells about how her older brother was born like a year and a half before her, had been snatched by a Jewish agency nurse. In the tent camp that they were kept in when they came in. And so when she was born, her mother hid her between the mattress and the pillow until she was several months old, so that you wouldn't snatch her also. You come all kinds of excuses to take the children away. Why do you think Uzima Shulam was tortured to death by the Shabak? Because he was exposing all of this a few years ago. The Yemenites. Iran, Yemenites, and what, the Moroccans.
And then
anybody, any religious Jew, well, they could either kill them or take them out of religion.
Aptachim shel hamoach, the openings of the brain. By the way, I'll draw, you guys were here? Yeah, you guys, most of you were here. No, you weren't here yesterday.
No,
he said a very nice vote, and we're going to do. He said that all the senses All the senses.
The five senses.
Five senses.
Four of them,
they all are blessings that we do with them. When you see things, there's blessings. When you hear things, actual hearing, you make a blessing for your hearing. You make a blessing for the tasting, for the smelling, but for touch, sense of touch, a feeling, you don't have a blessing. You do things that you can make a blessing with, but you don't have actually blessing for when you touch something, right? Not like seeing, that actual seeing makes you to make a bracha. So he said, because it's a physical thing. Seeing is not physical. What am I seeing? You touch what you're seeing. Hearing is nothing. It's all spiritual things. Smelling, even tasting. What do you put your finger on the taste? You can't. It tastes buds. So it's spiritual things. But touching is only physical. It's completely physical. It's only tuma. You could do good things with your hands.
Can you say that again?
All the four senses that have to do with the face, right? The seven openings of the face, two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, and the mouth, right? We can talk about it right now. The senses over there are can be also completely pure or completely contaminated, right? It's a spiritual sense. Seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling is so spiritual, right? Touching is the only thing which is completely physical. There's nothing spiritual about it. You could do spiritual things, but the actual touching is a physical thing. There's no spiritual touching. Because spiritual has nothing to do with touching in this world. No touch spiritual.
Even if you feel something, you're feeling it?
I'm touching this and getting any spiritual feeling out of it.
Doesn't
when you see, you could.
Doesn't it go to your brain?
Touching it? No. Seeing it, yes. Hearing it, yes.
Touching, no. The senses, no.
So, anyways. So we see that there's a direct connection between the seven openings in our face to the brain. The person has it in the head, and it's very understood. It's obvious. Ki kol ma sheyesh yesh b'mocho shel adam ba mima shehachushim shelo katuv v'hichnisu l'tocho derech shivat hapechim halalu. Anything and everything that a person has in his brain, he acknowledged that knowledge through the seven openings of his face. Either he heard it, he smelt it, right? He tasted it, he saw it, and that's how we acknowledge it, right? Meaning the brain is created from what you see, from your hear, what you smell, what you taste. Sometimes you can be in a place and you smell, it reminds you your home from 50 years ago. My mother made that food, I remember. And then you remember your mother, you remember everything in life. Kids look at all kinds of things like that. That's what your brain's made out of, basically. Or you spoke about. Kol ha-reiyot sha-adam ro'eh kol yemei chayav. All the sights that a person sees all his life are recorded in his brain. Therefore, a person who sees only letters, his brain is full of letters, holy letters. Or a person who hears only holy talks, his brain is full of holy talks, right? And then he merits to talk only holy things. And if he hears nonsense, if you hear a person hearing talking nonsense, he didn't make it up. That's what that's information that he put into his head. He listened to the radio, or to this kofel or that kofel, right? This denier, that denier, and that's what he has. That's what he's spitting out. It's not that he's a bad person. It's just the knowledge that is like a computer.
It's a computer programming saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what our brain is. That's why we want to keep it pure. Well, we say, by the way, in the tefillah of Sfirat HaOmer, in Ashkenazi, we have a tefillah, a very nice tefillah. I recommend everyone to say it, even if you don't have it in your nusach. Right? It says at the end, I'll be purified and sanctified and in sanctity from above. What's different in purity and sanctity? Purity, tahara, is in the heart. And the head is kedusha. Holiness. Holiness is in your brain. Holy thoughts. Pure is in your heart. Okay? Tahara talev, kedusha tamachshava. That's what Rabbi Nathan calls it. As I was thinking one time, I was saying, okay, Tarat Alev, purity of the heart, I should have only goodwill, right? And the holiness of the thoughts, of holy thoughts. Okay? So Rav Arush told us, Rav Shalom said that once that people come to him, Arav, I'm trying to learn Gemara, I have all these things, a song comes up, a movie comes up, this comes up, that comes up. So Rav Arush said, what do you think, I was different than you when I went to yeshiva first? That's also what I had. So we always say, there's two ways to empty out. You have a cup with filthy stuff in it. There's two ways to empty it out. Either try to pour everything out, you'll never get it finished. There'll always be gook stuck on the bottom. There's a better way. Pour a lot of water in it. A lot. For years, just pour good water in it. At the end, you'll have pure water with no dirt at all. That means, don't try to fight the thoughts. Just fill yourself. We should fill ourselves with good stuff. The more we fill ourselves up, the more the garbage gets spit out. The more we fill ourselves up with pure water, Abenu's water, with Hashem's water, the more the thoughts go away. Rav Arush said, he also was in yeshiva when he first did tshuva. He also had movies in his head, and girls in his head, and who knows what, and that was his whole life before. But he did tshuva when he was in his 20s. He was in the army, he was in this, he was that. He saw plenty. He also had shtuyot in his head. So he said, but I didn't care. I was gonna fight. How am I going to fight? I'm going to put only good things in.
If nothing says ignore all that stuff, you just keep moving ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're on the roll. You're on the roll.
Ignore it. Don't give it any energy.
Run.
On the thoughts, do you reframe the thoughts? Ignore the thoughts?
Ignore, like he said just now. So you don't even think about them. You have one, Rabbeinu says, you have one for you. Very long Torah, Rabbi Natan writes about the thoughts. About one sentence of Rabbeinu, he wrote, I don't know, about 100 pages. About the thoughts. He says, like, Rabbeinu says, the thoughts are like a horse. Just like the horse, you can pull this way, that way. Also, your thoughts, you can pull this way and that way. So Rabbi Natan writes on it, woo! And most of the people, that's why they fall, because they think that they have bad thoughts, and they think they can't control it. There's a long, long Torah. And I think it starts at what, 56 or something, I don't know which letter. 36, exactly. But the person can control his thoughts. You have a bad thought, you just put a good thought inside. And even if you can't put a good thought, just put any thought inside which is not bad. Think about the stock market, okay? So, at least you're not thinking about women.
Shnayis by heart.
Shnayis by heart is purity of the thought. It's sanctifying the machshava. Of course. Okay. Bad thought comes in, no problem. Look around, look the other side. Put something else in your head. Rav said this in the shir. Rav Ferez, I read. He says that Hashem put us, each one, in a situation where he was in life, in the lowest place. Only because he could fix. The person in Nasharim, who's sitting his whole life and learning Torah, he cannot fix what you could fix. Your soul could fix. Only we, or each one of us, wherever we were, only we could fix that, those places. A person with Goya, a person with this. That person in Nasharim, who had been a Goya, had been have Karet 100 times, and never come back to Hashem. He can't. He can't deal with it, Bichlal. But you could deal with it. Dafka you. That's why you think Hashem for all the places the person was in. Because the glory of Hashem is shown. Look where I was. Like the famous story that Blazer Brody always says. I said a few times, the guy with tattoos in Uman. I'll say the story again. You never heard this, right? Takshiv Sipur. Takshiv. Ken. It's an amazing story from Brody. There was a guy in Uman. Came to Uman. He goes to the mikvah. He takes off his clothing. He's full of the worst tattoos. From head to toe, from his neck down to his toes, the worst tattoos, naked ladies, Buddha, crosses, Hashem, I don't know, everything, like, Ifsha, you can't stand it, it stinks, Ifsha, colorful, you know, you can't, and it costs more, right, to make colorful, it costs more, the kitzur, we should never know, the worst tattoos, and he has payas and a beard and everything,
and they hurt.
They hurt?
They hurt when they put it on.
Oh, when they put it on. So
it hurts for like a week or two.
Do I try?
I'm not going to talk.
Okay, so you don't have to confess away. Anyways, so this old breast of God was looking. Take it off! Do something! He couldn't bear even standing next to him. What is this? Take it away! Why don't you do it? Today they have surgeries, they have this. Plaster, do something! So, no, I'm not going to do it. Why? It's disgusting! It's in the Rav Hayom! It's such a tattoo! It's this is the worst of the worst! How could he bear it even? He says, no. I want to show everyone the power of Rabbeinu. Where I was, and where Rabbeinu could take a person out. That was his point. The point is all of us. All of us. We were. And Rabbeinu pulled us out from there. He pulled us out from those places wherever we were. Because only we, and Dafka us, wherever we were, each person, wherever he falls, Dafka that, only he can fix. When he comes back from such a place, he brings up sparks within Kedusha. Lost sparks, and Hashem wants that person to be in that place. That's why there's no beating up yourself or anything. Hashem wants you to be in that place. That was one of the mistakes of Shlomo HaMelech, Kivyachol, mistake, so to speak, the Chazal say, that his mistake was that he married all these goyot, all these thousand women, right? Because he saw that you have to be in that place to fix all these neshamot. But his mistake was that you can't go purposely to those places. When Hashem throws you there and you grow from there, you're fixing those sparks. And not to go now, oh, there's a spark in the goyot, I'm going now. Shem Erachem, Apitom. There's a spark when someone does not keep Shabbos in the Shuvah. Good, I'm going to smoke on Shabbos, and then I'll do Shuvah, and I'm going to fix the whole world. Not be dumb. So, only when a person goes to that place, it's amazing. He could fix. That's why we see all these people. I go with Afatzah and all the people in this. Mamash, dressed like that, and doing Shtuyot, and having nothing to do with Hashem, Kivyachol, and this, that. It's true, but I can't judge them. They're doing a better tikkun than I'm doing. I can't do the tikkun that they're doing. I have the privilege, right? We all have the privilege to go and talk with people and show them the light of Hashem and everything, but we don't have the privilege to fix what they're going to fix when they do tshuva. Only they can fix. That's why we can't judge anyone. Like I said, I was in Afatzah the other day. I was doing Afatzah on Friday. And I went to this place, I think I told Ezra the story. I went to this place, it was washing the cars, they were washing the cars, and people, their cars being washed, they're sitting on the side. So I go over, I said, Habibi Manishma, you know, your car's being washed, I have to have some water here to wash your soul. Come here, I have some stuff here. So he tells me, this guy sitting there with sunglasses, like this, very relaxed, because like in his 40s, he doesn't look religious, I don't know who he is or what he is. Listen, he says, who says I don't wash my soul? I said, yeah, there's all kinds of water. You can wash your soul with some sewer water. Here you have a binachon water. It's very holy. It's amazing. You feel good. Isn't it? So he says, he looks at me, he says, I wash my soul with the water you're holding. With my books. So I said, really? I told him, I can't see because you have sunglasses. I don't see your eyes. So he takes off the glasses. And he's crying. I said, my, honey, he's bothered. He's doing his bothered with this guy. A person in that place doing his bothered with is a lot more than me doing 10 hours bothered in the field today. A lot more. Why? Because he's in low, I don't know where he is, Bichlam. He has a connection with Hashem. That's what the Zohar says when Yitro came, it was the highest glory of Hashem being shown in the world. Yitro worshipped all the idols in the world. He's coming to Hashem. So far, you feel amazing, very nice. You in Breslev, you're 8 years with, 9 years with Rav Arush. He's yelling at you doing Baladut all the time. You're learning his books and everything. Of course, you're doing Baladut. What's the Chiddush? The person that got to do Baladut, that's the glory of Hashem. That's what he can fix something I can't fix. That's what we can't judge anyone. He's wrong, he's right. Of course, you have to keep all the Torah mitzvahs, but he's doing better. I'm better than anyone? Who said? I'm definitely not better than anyone. I don't know anything. I don't know what my job is in the world. Avraham once said, could be that this person that you see is doing an aveir over here, could be that he was in previous Gilgul, a pure tzaddik, and he can't even fix one little point. He fixes that, akol b'seder. Part of the neshama that came down had to fix one little point, chesed, I don't know what. So he fixed it. You, the previous Gilgul, were the worst rasha in the world, and now you come to fix everything. You know, you were born in a Haredi family, and you're doing Breslev, akol yafemot. You don't know anything. We don't know anything. One thing we know. We have to serve Hashem. Serve Hashem. We go to the field. You know. Go to the field. What do I say? Field. Yara. Call to.
When fixing. How do you know when something's like thoroughly clean?
How do you know what?
How do you know when it's thoroughly clean and fixed? As if
I'll tell you all. I have to get the prophecy. When I get the prophecy, I'll tell you.
I mean, in terms of, in terms of that, let's say like a past the realm of trying to
let Hashem lead you.
Okay.
Can't say the person wants to know.
Okay. What was your question?
Okay. How would you know? Because like you fix things, you're working on something, I know it's fixed. Let Hashem lead you.
Do you have any other question for that? You have a feeling.
Simcha,
let Hashem lead you. You feel it.
So, Shkoyech!